Let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our Shire. Let us pray for the health, well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future. Let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. And let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers. Let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our communities. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So would somebody like to move that we have a quick adjournment?
Yep.
So moved, Councillor Ritchie, and seconded.
Yep.
So Councillor Castles, all those in favour, against, carried.
Yes.
Got a quick 2-minute break. Do what you...
Councillors, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plains Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the building chief or acting chief warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Yay, right. Right, so we have no apologies for today. Any leave of absence requests? None, right, nowhere to go. Acceptance of late reports. We have 3 late reports. We have a confidential report on the Moree Air Services. We have the inland rail update and the dilapidated building update that's come through from the committee. Would somebody move? They be adopted, please. So moved. Councillor Castle, seconded. Councillor Crawford. All those in favour, against, carried. We've got the adoption of the extraordinary meeting of the 29th of July. If somebody'd like to so move. Councillor Crawford, thank you. Seconded. Councillor Montgomery, all those in favour, against, carried. Very good. Anybody have any declarations of interest today? No? Very good. I'd like to open the public forum. There's no one there, so I'd like to close it again. Mr. Barwick, we have him lined up for 4:30. Mr. Witherby, how much time do you need for your report? Your
10 minutes. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll need about probably 10 minutes for the inland rail and hopefully only 2 minutes for the dilapidators.
Go hard with the inland rail one. We've got to be mindful of Mr. Barwick being...
Short version.
Yep.
6 minute increments.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, absolutely.
Over to you, Mr. Witherby.
Thank you. If the slideshow could be brought up from the committee folder on the second slide.
Yep.
So just clarifying, which one? There's multiple in
response. Yes, that's the one that says for presentation, and it's the response to the SPIR.
The top.
Second slide, please, Dan.
Thanks very much. As councillors would be aware, it's a very slow and iterative process as we work through the different build components of Inland Rail. This update relates to North Star to Border. We've got a comparatively small amount of that within our shire, but some fairly pivotal issues. This is an opportunity to update Council on the proposed response to their response to submissions. So they produced a document called the Submissions Proposed Infrastructure Response. In other words, how they intend to respond to submissions, and we're providing some feedback on that. There were two critical issues for Council. One was flooding and the other was road clearances associated with Bruxner Way and Takataka Road, plus a range of minor points. I'll just step through them briefly. Next slide, please.
Yep.
They've indicated that they don't intend to see services operating on the line until the entire line has been completed north to Brisbane. Clearly, once they can get to Narrabri, get to Port of Brisbane, it'll be used. So I've asked from an operational point of view that they give recognition to the fact that that line will not only be available but will be being used as soon as we connect it to Narrabri. Overall consultation has been good, particularly through the Community Consultative Committee, which resulted in a full review of the flooding, start from scratch, two peer reviews, one funded by ARTC, carried out by Gundawindi Regional Council, and a second peer review carried out on behalf of the Community Consultative Committee. I'd like to commend former Councillor Price for her work on that committee. As a result of that consultation, the design was amended significantly. Further detailed consultations needed during the build process. Next slide, please. Apologies, spelling, hydrology. ARTC is building their railway line and associated infrastructure to the 1% flood event, 1% AEP. However, they've agreed to mitigate the impacts of a bigger flood, which is the 1976 reference flood affecting Border Rivers. This was the major concern of landholders who were concerned that a bigger flood would seriously detrimentally affect them. ARTC redid the modelling, they reflew the LIDAR data to pick up all the current levies, and in my view they did an exemplary job on the flooding, and they have also agreed to mitigate as far as practical to the 1% AEP outcomes, and they reckon they'll get very, very close to that. Now this is a 1 in 250 year event estimate, so they're providing a much higher protection to those landholders than the 1% AEP guidelines. It was a big win. Only took 9 months. We got there. Social impact assessment. Drawing to their attention that we have a housing crisis in Moree at the moment, and that the mitigations around additional workers, while very welcome for our local economy, very welcome, is coming at a cost in terms of inability to secure rental accommodation, and these reports are emerging frequently. We've also had an uptick in homelessness, which has been reported by some of the housing agencies. So suggesting that they undertake a full and urgent review of their provision of worker accommodation in order to take some of the stress off the housing market here, and in particular to note that we don't want to see that problem continuing with the North Star to Border build. Because the reality is people can and will travel from here to Boggabilla and places in between for work. We've also suggested they need to pay attention, increased attention to the Delta variant of COVID-19, and also mentioned that labour market stresses are also including difficulty in agricultural producers sourcing labour at the price points they used to be paid. Information I'm getting back from agricultural producers is they're now needing to pay upwards of $35 an hour to secure somebody who doesn't really know what they're doing. So that's emerging as an issue. Other issues, level crossings, that's proceeding quite well. Usual problems with informal crossings and trying to work with landholders to find workable alternatives to their historical use of informal crossings. And that's going through one-on-one detailed consultations. Noise and vibration, they've identified a small number of dwellings that may be potentially affected, but they will address that in detailed design. We'll also get to Stikarori. And the main one is, other one is road clearances. Bruxton Way and Tucker Tucker Road, both now 5.7 metres vertical clearance, with provision for road resealing on top of that. And Transport for New South Wales, who are potentially taking over Bruxton Way as a state road, are comfortable with that clearance. We've asked for 6 metres. At the end of the day, 5.7 from the work that we've done is adequate. So that's where we got to in terms of the proposed submission. If councillors are comfortable with the submission proceeding on those lines, I'll need to get that in tomorrow.
Right, so do we have a recommendation?
Yes, received and note the presentation. This was for committee, and recommendation that council endorses submission based on the foregoing presentation.
Councillor Tramby?
Interesting about flooding. We had a meeting last night at Gurley Village about flooding. First time they've actually consulted the village about flooding, and they've almost finished the work. And Gurley Village has never been flooded in its life. Now it looks like it's going to be flooded. So is that consultation or is that stupidity?
Councillor Tramby, with reference to the Narrabri North Star League, I certainly note your comments, which I became aware of previously, and I have made representations to ARTC about that. The flooding implications are that they have a series of standards that they seek to achieve. In this council submissions to ARTC, we made it clear that they were not voluntary. We wanted every single dwelling potentially affected to comply with their standards, which are quite minimal changes to flooding regime in terms of both height and durability, detention rates. Very happy to work with the Gurley community to make further representations as to whether there are any operational changes that need to be made to construction in that area. If I can contact you separately about that, Councillor Tramby, I'm happy to have that discussion and see what we can do for that community.
Well, there are people there that one woman had got a levy bank, and she asked the question, what do you call incidental rate rises? And he said, 10 to 20 centimetres. She said, well, that'll go over our levy bank.
That's outside their range, Councillor Tramby. 10 to 20 centimetres, that's well outside their range.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you, Mr Witherby, if you and Councillor Tramby can defer on that, that will be good. Confer, I should say. So would somebody like to move that that this presentation on the submissions be received and that we endorse the submission? So moved, Councillor Castle, seconded Councillor Richard. Do you wish to speak to it, councillors? All those in favour? Against? Carried? Very good. How quick can you do that dilapidated buildings one? Or do you want to come back? Right, go hard.
Dilapidated houses update slide 2. This is just to give councillors an update on the numbers as they stand as of this morning. In this calendar year, we've had 14 properties demolished, 2 properties repaired, so that's 16 off the books completely. 4 properties have got orders over them, 14 properties have a notice of orders given, 24 are awaiting notices to go out, and 2 are awaiting assessment prior to notice, given we've had 3 new burnt out buildings in Moree Town so far. We've had 4 inquiries into the waste fee subsidy, one predating the time window that council identified, and we've also identified three properties in Bogabilla for inclusion. So my advice from Mr. Maxwell is that we are expecting the 24 additional orders to go out within the next 2 weeks, and we'll continue to work through the situation. But we are getting some response from private landholders, which has been good. We've had a few challenging ones who want to do it but not by the book and create public health nuisance, but we're working through those things.
Hello. Thank you. I think that might be the one that keeps contacting me, Mr.
Madam Mayor.
Yeah, righto. Okie doke. So we have a council receives the report for information, so moved.
Yep.
Councillor Castle seconded. Yep, Councillor Montgomery, you wish to debate? All those in favour, against, carried. Thank you very much, Mr. Witherby, for getting that to us, and we look forward to being able to follow through on those housing dilapidated removal of the burnt out houses. So now we'd like to go into closed council, please, and we'll get Mr. Barwick.
Good afternoon, Madam Mayor. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Would somebody like to move? We're going to close council. So move. Councillor Crawford, second. Councillor Ritchie, all those in favour, against, carried. Councillor Castles, all those in favour, against, carried. We're back into open council, and Mr. Rogers moved. Councillor Crawford seconded Councillor Castles that we go into council. So we count 1, 2, 3 once this is finished for the...
I'm not talking
to Mr. Rogers. Righto, so we've got the tapes back on. So, Mr. Rogers, if you'd kindly read the resolutions.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council resolved in closed council. The council resolved to receive and note the confidential legal advice from Williamson's Bar were given in closed council. Point two, to note that the confidential legal advice from Williamson's Bar was received and discussed in closed council as permitted under by subsections 10D and G of the Local Government Act 1993. And point three, to authorise and instruct the general manager to give effect to the recommendations in the legal advice from Williamson's Bar. In the second report in closed council, Madam Mayor, the resolution of council was that council received the report for information. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
We will close the meeting at 5:50.
Very, very good.
Done good.
Not done.
Done good.